From St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts.
I'm not sure if any of you have ever seen any of the Purge movies. They are a series of horror movies based around the idea that every year, for one 12-hour period from dusk to dawn, all crime is legal. I understand that there was a TV series based on the Purge as well. The reason for the Purge is so that people can get all their anger out, and this will, in the long run, cut down on crime. What makes the Purge story key is that it is mandated by the government. The movie displays the idea of a government that embraces a form of materialism. Now, these are fiction stories, but it does not take much time to consider that when a government gets out of control, such silly ideas come to life. A government gets out of control when its citizens reject that which is beyond the human and embrace themselves as God. Now, you may be wondering why I would bring up such a dark comment or a dark subject on this beautiful Sunday morning. The answer is simple. The idea of the Purge is not something relatively new from Hollywood. It actually is an ancient idea in different forms, and we can see a seed of it in today's first reading, which comes to us from the second century BC. Again, remember, if you reject God, you can make anything seem reasonable. The government, led by a new emperor, came up with the idea that they needed peace in the empire, and one way to bring peace was to create one big happy religion out of all the other religions. So they took a little bit of every religion to create a new set of doctrines and mandated them through the kingdom. However, that means that many parts of these religions would have to be eliminated in order to create this one big Esperanto of creeds. For the Jews, this meant that their temple would have to be turned into a pagan temple, and their laws would have to be changed, particularly dietary laws. Therefore, from this point on, Jews, as we saw in the reading, would be mandated by law to eat pork. Now, just to show you how quickly a good nation can turn into something like the Purge, the law became that the Jews had a choice: eat pork or be executed. And that's what we see in the first reading. In fact, and I've done this exercise in parishes, you create a sandwich made of muffins, egg, and bacon, and tell the story of Maccabees and ask the people if they were living at the time of the book of Maccabees, would they eat the sandwich or choose to suffer martyrdom? This is virtually the exact choice seen in Maccabees. And as you can see in the reading, in order to witness to their faith, a small diaspora of Jews chose being tortured to death than to eat pork. Even the soldiers who had to administer this choice begged them to eat the pork, but they chose to be faithful to God rather than faithful to the emperor. Eventually, this led to the Maccabean Revolt, a war for the freedom of religion of the Jews in this kingdom, which the Jews, through divine intervention, won. That divine intervention is celebrated every December as Hanukkah. Now, let us ask, what would happen if this small group of Jews went along with this system and embraced the reasoning that said one can simply live an Esperanto of religions in the name of peace? They would have enabled a government that was willing to torture people to death for not eating pork. If you reflect on that, you will find that to be a scary thought, because governments like that grow into genocidal tyrannies. The simple acts of living our faith not only lead us to eternal life, they are acts of witness to the truth of God in our lives. Some people demand signs that God exists, and we can tell them stories of answered prayers, but the greatest sign that God exists is that you are faithful to Him. Being people of prayer and faithful to the call of God in our lives is a powerful sign to the rest of the world that Christ is alive. You are on the front line against the tyrannies of human philosophy that go off the rails into grossly unjust governments. Never forget the words of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, who reminded his people that everything that happened in Nazi Germany was legal. Why was it allowed to happen? Well, what was the point of the purge? It would, in the long run, bring peace and prosperity. What was the point of the laws that spawned the rules in Maccabees? They would bring peace and prosperity. What was the rule of the gulags in Soviet tyranny? They would bring peace and prosperity. Do we see a pattern here? Jesus alone is the Prince of Peace, and we can find peace only by living in relationship to Him. That means that we may have to sacrifice elements of our lives in order to stay faithful to Him. However, if we do not and just give Him lip service, we open the door to an unbridled tyranny we see in the first reading. Over the past several years, we have seen our country change radically, and there is an element that is turning against people of faith. What is the cause of this? Cardinal Robert Sara, in his latest book, The Day Is Now Far Spent, says Christians abandon their mission and the decadence of the West is the result. What we have abandoned, living in a spirit of prayer and a quest for holiness, he says. Your coming to Mass is a powerful witness. Our living our faith is an even more powerful witness, a life of prayer and service to Christ. For we are part of a balance in the world that without us doing our part, we walk down a path to unbridled tyranny that raises its ugly head in the world over and over again. Let us not forget the importance of us being here, especially when we may be enjoying bacon with our eggs.
Thank you for listening to our homily this week. Our homilies are available in written form at St. Anthony Homilies, that's stanthonyhomilies.com. And you can go there and see a written version of this homily on the web, and also in the top left-hand corner of that website, you will see instructions if you'd like a written booklet version of the homily for your own discussion or to distribute in your parish or other places. That's in the top left-hand corner of stanthonyhomilies.com. Remember, we have English Mass every weekend here at St. Anthony Parish. It's at 4 p.m. on Saturdays and 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts, just up the street from Trader Joe's and Harvard Business School, again on Holton Street. Thank you again for listening and have a blessed week.